I believe Senator Evans is ready with the resolution.
Yes. I apologize for the delay. Thank you, Madam Chief Justice. It's with mixed feelings, though, that I have the honor of making these presentations. Mixed because while all of us are grateful for their service, we are sad to see them leave. And I'm going to present a resolution thanking both the Honorable Marvin Baxter and the Honorable Stephen Jarr for their lengthy years of service to the people of the state of California, and honoring them for their contributions both to the administration of justice during a very, very difficult time for the state of California and for your long years of service to the people themselves. It's deeply appreciated, and speaking for myself and on behalf of the legislature, we are both sorry to see you leave, but thank you so much for both of your service.
Let me just express my great appreciation, Senator, for the resolution. And also let me just say that it's been a special privilege as chair of the policy committee to have worked with the legislature for approximately 18 years during my tenure on the policy committee. And let me also say that during that period of time, the relationships that I've developed with members of the Judicial Council and with the staff of the AOC will always be with me. I greatly appreciate the debate we've had, the focus on issues, and the professional manner in which the council has conducted business. A special pleasure working with two terrific chief justices while I've been on the council, and not to mention a third Chief Justice Malcolm Lucas, who got me started as chair of the Appellate Advisory Committee. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Evans. It's a very, like you say, bittersweet experience.